of you visitors have ever either heard me before or else this will be your first time. Could I, well, you are here. All right. Well, just want to make certain that you were here. Now, how many of you in the class as regular members had a fabulous week by reading your Bible every day? Can I see your hands, please? Well, we got a few that's getting the message. I heard about these two fellows that had this automobile wreck, and the conversation that I'm going to read followed. I had the right of way when you ran into me, yet you say I was to blame. You certainly were. Why? Because my dad is mayor, my brother is chief of police, and I'm engaged to his sister. So that's why you are to blame. Now, for those of you who didn't get it, see me afterwards, and we'll go over it with you again. All right, now. This fellow went to the doctor, and the doctor said, well, I got some bad news and some good news. Which do you want first? He said, I want the good news. He said, well, the good news is my son has just been accepted into Harvard Medical School. The guy said, what's the bad news? He said, the bad news is you're going to pay for it. Now, so the other day where, and you ladies that appreciate this, most husbands are so optimistic that they think the E on the gas gauge stands for enough. Okay, now, one last thing, two last things. Actually, my lady was saying her husband was a minister, and one Sunday he preached on potatoes. And he said there's the imitators, the dictators, the agitators, and then he listed those along with some of the problems of the church, of people in the church and problems and so forth. And then this member of the church, as he walked out, said, I just want you to know I am what I am. Well, anyhow, my, they get worse just hanging around. my good friend Fred Smith and mentor says we maintain a healthy humor muscle by exercising it. And all exercise programs should include a massaging of our funny bone and a jogging of our ribs. And boy, isn't there so much truth to that. Our lesson today is your most important weekly goal. Let me ask you a question. How many of you would be interested in cutting, if you have to go to the hospital, cutting your hospital stay by 2/3? Can I see your hands, please? All right. How many of you, if you had to have surgery, would like to reduce your chances?